So it is Trinity Sunday, the day on which the unenviable task of explaining the essential nature of the Godhead falls to whoever gets stuck preaching, which appears to be me. No one really wants to explain how God is both three and one, and so if the task can be avoided, it usually is. But I don't know why. I mean, Christians have believed in the Trinity for 2,000 years. Really, it can't be as complicated as all of that. I mean, the bare bones of it are certainly clear and straightforward. I mean, just look at the Athanasian Creed. The Athanasian Creed is a statement of belief written by Athanasius of Alexandria, who lived and worked at the same time they were making the Nicene Creed. And the Athanasian Creed is probably just as important for us as our normal creed. It's just not used in worship much because it's a little longer and more detailed. But the Trinity is perfectly and simply explained. The Athanasian Creed says, the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the essence. There is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one, with co-equal glory and majesty co-eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal. And also there are not three uncreated, nor three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. That's only about a third of the passage, but it's all I can stand. I mean, maybe the Trinity is pretty doggone complicated. Co-equal, co-eternal, same substance, like substance, undivided, uncreated, and the lot. Maybe I really should give up this morning and just say something nice about love and forgiveness. But I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up because I have been in this very spot before. I have been directly in the throes of the paradox between simplicity and complexity surrounding the Trinity once before in my ministry. It was several years ago when I was with the kids on a mission trip to New Orleans. They have a Trinity in New Orleans also. It's called the Cajun Trinity. You know what it is? The Cajun Trinity is onions, bell peppers, and celery. And is the base of everything good. Gumbo, red beans and rice, and jambalaya. And how simple is that Trinity? Onions, peppers, and celery. It doesn't get more straightforward than that, right? I was thinking about that and talking about it with Mama Jean that summer. She was our cook at the mission house, and she was wonderful. First night, we had red beans and rice, and I was talking with her in the kitchen. As we talked, into the pot went the Trinity. She even said it. Trinity in, she said, as she took the mixture off the cutting board and into the cast iron skillet. And then she said, presumably because she knew I was a priest, she said, "It's just like the Holy Trinity, really. But simpler," I replied. And then she proved me wrong. As we talked, every 10 minutes or so, she scooped out a little bit of the Trinity, put it on a spoon, and had me taste it. And as it cooked down and melded together, it was astounding. I mean, at first, you could distinctly taste the three ingredients, though they were getting sweeter as the heat was releasing the sugars. But after a while, not only could you not distinguish the individual components, but the three together no longer tasted like any one of them alone. They had become a new and complex thing. "You're right, Mama Jean," I was forced to admit. "There's not really anything simple about the Cajun Trinity either." And then she said the most important thing she said all week. Important to me, anyway. I mean, I had commented how wonderfully complex the flavors were and how almost magical the combination became. And then Mama Jean made a left turn on me and said, "It's just onions, peppers, and celery." Simple, really. And that's it. The Cajun Trinity is not complex, and it is not simple. It is both. And so is the Holy Trinity. The inner workings of the Godhead, created, uncreated, substance, essence, unity, all of that is incredibly complicated. Between you and me, I don't think anyone has ever fully understood it. But our experience of the Godhead, our experience of God, could not be simpler. We feel and know the presence of God, the Father and Creator. We walk side by side and truly sense the company of Jesus Christ, the Son. And we experience the additional, sometimes inexplicable, swirling presence of the Holy Spirit all around us. The Holy Trinity is not complex, and it is not simple. It is both. And maybe the more interesting question is why. I have a theory. You want to hear it? Maybe our experience of all of life, the wonderful gift of life that God has given us, echoes the revealed reality of the Trinity which we profess. Life, your life, my life, all life, is not complex and it is not simple. It is both. Maybe knowing that, deeply knowing that, and knowing that it is the way God planned it to be, helps us to deal with reality as it is, helps us to take life in and navigate its waters. And there is a further benefit, too, if you choose to take advantage of it. Maybe the most important part of the real revealed truth is this. When life seems simple, and sometimes life does seem simple, bank account's okay, kids are okay, house isn't falling down, lousy boss got transferred to Topeka. Maybe when life seems simple, it is important to remember that it is also complex. And ask yourself, what am I missing? What am I ignoring? What am I forgetting? Who needs me? And maybe when life seems complex, and you know how complex life can be. Diagnosis, dialysis, dysfunction, and dry rot. Maybe when life seems complex, feels too complex to even handle, maybe that's the time to remember that life is also simple. Love as well as you are able. Give what you can. Trust, as difficult that it is to do, and open yourself up to the presence of God. That's my theory. The Trinity is there to help even in its very essence. There to help the creatures which God created and adores. I don't really have a way to test my theory, and I suppose there isn't one. But if the parallel holds true, and I can tell you for certain, that when a person needs a little help in this crazy life, grieving or tired or lost, the Cajun Trinity can come to the rescue. A few friends, a prayer, a good song playing, and a steaming bowl of jambalaya can sure make things better. And how much more then can the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come to the rescue? And why haven't you scraped them into your pot already?